All right, here we go with our Valley Heights locker room chat here tonight. It's brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. I'm Brandon Tabb, and we got Mustangs football coach Cody Trimble on the horn with us. Always appreciate the time each and every week. Coach, another win for your team last week. You were at home, against Harrington. You guys were able to get the win 54-8. Just take us through the initial thoughts and takeaways from that ball game last week.
Yeah. Last week when we talked, we kind of talked about against Bennington, we maybe didn't kind of put that game away like I felt we should have. Kind of got a little lackadaisical in the middle part of it. This week, we kind of focused on that at practice, and I feel like we played much better on Friday. We got out to an early lead and then stayed on them until we were able to put some younger guys in. So I was proud of the guys, the way they kind of refocused and got the job done again on Friday.
Well, let's talk about just kind of where we're at and how you're feeling going into the final couple weeks. You lose that game in week one by 6 to Centralia, but since then, 5 straight wins, fairly dominant fashion for the most part in terms of just looking at it on the scoreboard perspective. But what do you think has been the most key contributing factor to your guys' success here over the last month and a half?
I think a little bit the guys have just continued to improve week in and week out. And those guys that had to fill in some holes for us from graduation last year have continued to grow and become better at their position. And we've also been able to create a little bit of depth and spots with kind of the way we've been winning games and being able to get some of the younger guys in. So we're going to find out a lot the next 2 weeks, but I think we're kind of starting to reach our stride and hopefully playing our best football when it counts the most.
Yeah, you certainly want to be playing the best ball here down the home stretch and going into that week 9, whether it's the opening round of the playoffs or whatever it might be. But has anybody surprised you with their play this year? Is there a certain aspect of maybe your team, you know, going into the season where you might have had a question mark or maybe it was a little bit head-scratching, but maybe something or a player that has surprised you here with their play so far this season?
There's probably a couple of guys. Jaden DeWalt and Logan Gray, Creighton Smith and Wilson Tracker up front, we kind of knew what we had with those guys. They've been really good players for us the last couple of years. One of the guys that I think's really kind of stepped up is Max Shanks at quarterback. He started as a sophomore for us, and then he lost the job last year to Carson Spoons and did a good job playing tight end for us. But then this year he got the job back at quarterback, and Mac knows this, he's not the best runner or anything that we have on our team by a long shot, but he knows that his job is to run our offense, control our offense, and get the ball to the guys, to the athletes around him, and he's done a really good job of that. Up until last week, I think he was throwing like 90% completion with 10 or 11 touchdowns on the season. So definitely the way that he's played efficiently has been a kind of an added factor that we maybe weren't expecting. And then the other two guys up front, Charlie Waters and Gavin Crowder, have really stepped up and filled in nice. We knew that they had potential. It's nice to see them living up to that on both sides of the ball for us.
Cody Trimble, Valley Heights football coach, joining us here for a few more minutes. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back and talk about where they're at coming up here tomorrow night with a district championship on the line as they will take on Republic County. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KMZA. A few more minutes here with Valley Heights football coach Cody Trimble. Our locker room chat here tonight brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. Always appreciate the time for our coaches each week. And for the Mustangs, again, big win last week. They took care of Harrington at home 54-8. Now they go on the road to Republic County with a 1A district championship on the line. You sit atop the standings. Republic County, the only other team with no losses in district play. So obviously a ton on the line here. Just give us your initial thoughts on Republic County and the challenges they present tomorrow night.
Yeah, we saw them in the Jamboree, and we've kind of been following them on the schedule the last couple weeks, so we've got a couple films on them. They're definitely an improved team from the Jamboree, and it looks like they continue to get better every single week. They got some guys that have really great speed in their backfield that can make some things happen for them if you give them a chance. and like you said, district championship on the line. I don't think we've won one in over 10 years, so I think the way we've practiced this week definitely shows that the kids are hungry for it.
What are you focusing on the most? Obviously, again, not just specifically with this game, but in terms of the final couple weeks and then heading into the postseason, what are you and your coaches kind of putting together here, and what do you want to see just kind of your team improve on and ultimately get better at as we get to this point in the season?
You know, just fixing some of the little details. It's almost kind of been back to the fundamentals a little bit at practice, kind of fine-tuning the little things. And then we just been talking to our kids, even more so this week, but even the last couple of weeks, you know, your path in the playoffs is in your hands, and it's up to you guys, come out every day and practice like you're already in the heart of it, because, it's up to them to set us up for home field advantage as long as we can.
Finally, Coach, just give us a few keys for this game tomorrow night at Republic County.
No, I think we're just going to have to play our kind of style of football. I think if we're the more physical team, which I feel like we've done a really good job of doing the last 5 or 6 weeks, I think we can get out of there with a victory. But, you know, like I said, we're going to have to really contain those guys that they got in their back end, because they have some guys on their team that are probably faster than a lot of the guys on our team. So we just got to make sure we contain them and play more physical than they do.
There it is, Cody Trimble, Valley Heights football coach. It is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. District championship 1A, district number 5. It's on the line tomorrow night as Valley Heights will go on the road to take on Republic County. Coach, as always, appreciate the few minutes. Good luck tomorrow night. We'll do it again next week.
All right, thank you.